For many, it's a rite of passage. Around the same time you lose your first tooth, you learn to ride a two-wheeler. But for some, it just never happens. The two-wheeler part, that is. And it's a source of embarrassment for years. The longer you go without learning to ride a bike, the harder it is to do. Well, now a growing number of grown-ups are swallowing their pride and signing up for bike riding school. NPR's Tovia Smith visits the first day of class for one group in Somerville, Massachusetts.
For many adults, the hardest part about learning to ride a bike is just admitting it's a problem.
Every time I say I don't know how to ride a bike, everybody laughs out loud.
You're nodding and laughing.
Pretty much the same thing happens to me.
27-year-old Lisa Maurice and 22-year-old Stephanie Marin finally decided they'd suffered enough. They swallowed their pride and signed up for bike riding school.
Now, you guys need to find helmets.
For the most part, these are accomplished adults, engineers, executives, and professors who are neither fraidy cats nor unfit.
I've hiked Mount Monadnock.
Yeah, I hiked the Larris Trek in Peru.
And you're wearing a Boston Marathon jacket.
Yes.
So you run the marathon.
Yes.
But you can't ride a bike.
No.
Like many here, Annie Choquette from Korea says bike riding just wasn't taught to girls where she grew up. Others took a bad spill they never got over. Maurice says she just never learned, but decided she had to last summer after her friends all rented bikes and she had to ride an adult-sized tricycle. Even worse, she managed to crash it.
Yes, I know, laugh. I know, it's funny.
And you think you're going to ride a two-wheeler today?
I don't know if today, but that's why there's four sessions.
So now, you all have brakes, two brakes in front of the handlebars there.
At a large playground, instructor Susan McLucas has lowered everyone's bike seats so they can reach the ground flat-footed, and she's taken off their pedals. The first assignment is to simply stay upright.
Okay, now push off a little bit and get your balance by turning whichever way you start to lean.
With feet dragging, the students slowly start to roll.
Turn. As long as they don't run into somebody.
Like a bunch of drunken sailors, they bob, wobble, and weave across the pavement.
Not too fast. Ready with the brakes. Eek!
I forgot I had brakes.
It doesn't take long before the class divides into the high achievers and the rest.
Don't laugh.
While Maurice struggles to stay up, some advanced students have already put their pedals back on.
Beautiful. Woo, Anne, you're a natural.
Is this normal that people can do all that in the first class, Maurice asks, as if suddenly transported back to the insecurities of second grade. McLucas becomes as much therapist as teacher.
No negative thinking here.
I have to get my head back in it. I could do it.
Newly determined, Maurice heads off on her own to concentrate.
The fear factor
is lessening.
And suddenly, it clicks.
Yeah. Woohoo, Lisa. Ride 'em, cowgirl.
Maurice is all smiles.
Now I know why people ride bikes. It's almost like you're flying.
Just one day of bike riding school and already some major lessons learned.
When I started to look at what other people were doing, that's when I got rattled. So I realized that, like, if you focus, you're able to succeed. But when you're so concerned about other people, it just doesn't work out very well.
You get off balance.
Exactly, you get off balance.
It's one small ride for Lisa Maurice and one giant leap for these grown-ups. Tovia Smith, NPR News.